Well, it's one step in a long line. 16 months since we filed our notice of intent, we drafted the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statements, which was sent to the Northern Territory EPA and for public submission, and that's now been through its process and has received a tick of approval with the various recommendations from the EPA. We still need to work through the mine management plan with the Department of Mines in the Northern Territory, Mines and Energy, and also we're waiting on some Commonwealth approvals as well. So this is a one step in a very long process, essentially, but it's an important one.
Can you explain exactly what it is that ABM is planning to construct out there at the Twin Bonanza site if those approvals do come through?
Yeah, the Twin Bonanza Gold Project, principally the old Pirate high-grade gold deposit, is an open-pittable high-grade gold system in Australia. It's one of the few left, or possibly the last, of the high-grade quartz reef-bearing gold systems that are essentially sticking out of the ground. So we're going to aim to build an open-pit gold mine initially and potentially down the track underground, but at this stage we've only really considered and requested permission for the open pit. We will be installing a gravity-only gold plant, which is the principal aim there. So when I say gravity-only, it's not really using the cyanide consumption like a lot of deposits are. That's because we've got some quite good metallurgical properties for the rock, and we'll having a fly-in, fly-out workforce, aiming to be in production later on this year.
In terms of the mine life, how long do you expect to be able to actually produce gold from this site?
I think we've implemented what we call the staged approach, and we detailed this in quite a lot of information in the impact statements. Because we have a coarse gold system, and that means that there's a sampling issue with the system. Two samples from the same spot can return a very different grade of gold. So we want to mine this incrementally and set each stage as informing the economics of the next stage, so we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. So we're not presenting a 10-20 year mine life. We're essentially saying a 2 to 3 year initial open pit, and then looking at expansions after that, dependent on the economics that we get informed from this next stage that's coming up.
You mentioned there will be a fly-in, fly-out workforce. How many people are you actually looking to employ, do you think?
We anticipate there'll be around about 60 people employed as part of a permanent workforce on the project, including mill operators, extensional exploration and mining crew through there.
Now, there seems to still be a great deal of uncertainty around the mine's water supply. How much water is actually needed and where will it come from?
Because we're looking at a very small operation, compared to other large-scale operations in this district, such as the Granite, amount of water that we'll use is relatively low compared to others. We've got several aquifers in the area. For those that have ever been out in that part of the world around about, November through to March, you'll know it actually rains quite a lot out there. And there are these, what we call the paleo channels, which are deep gravel channels that accumulate water from there. So we've got some test bores in place, and one of the conditions from the EPA is that we do further hydrological studies in and around that ahead of the mine management plan to be submitted to the department. So we're working on that, but the water will be drawn from the ground. And we'll recycle water as much as we can through there.
But it's fair to say there's still some unanswered questions there.
Yeah, the geology of the central desert through that area is pretty much a sedimentary basin. Some of the rocks are 1.8 billion years old and some are a little bit more recent. But it's a sedimentary basin, means that it has a considerable water resource sub-ground. There's not a lot of surface water immediately on our project area. And surface water obviously has its own sort of unique set of habitats anyway. So we'll be looking at drawing water from the aquifers. Pretty much anywhere you drill out there, you will get water. It's just a case of getting the right flow rates in order to be able to adequately supply the mine site.
Another issue, of course, is heavy vehicles. The mine will be serviced by trucks using the Tanami Road. How much extra traffic will this mine create?
Again, the workforce will be flying fly out. The gold product will be flowing out from there. So it's not like we're transporting large amounts of concentrate or any of those kind of things through that area. And so the main use of the Tanami Road will be for bringing in supplies to feed our workforce and maintain our project.